Then, as we have in our minds many times, where two or three are gathered in my name. Look how many there is above that. In their midst he would be. Amen. Just think that. He's in our very midst. So when we come tonight, as Brother Suttles comes up this evening, and we begin to worship God, just think, he's here to listen to us. Just think how wonderful that is. Listen to us. And we're covered under that precious blood. Brother Branham spoke of that great bumper of blood between us and him. Oh, what beautiful blessings to know that. You know, and I was thinking this quote Brother Branham spoke in The Power of Transformation. He said, God likes to be worshipped. So just think of that as we worship him tonight. He likes to be worshipped. Another place he said he loves to be worshipped many times, he said. And when you worship him, it just isn't exactly singing a song as we do, but it's singing it in the spirit of worship. You see, then you feel the Holy Spirit bounce back. Amen. So you feel his presence as you begin to worship him. So may we worship him tonight in the spirit. And whatever we worship him with, may we glorify him from the depths of our heart. Let us stand. Let's bow our heads and open prayers. We have our brother come up. Gracious Heavenly Father, we truly are so thankful that you have granted us tonight this opportunity to be gathered in your presence. And Father, we know that each one, Father, has brought you with us. And Lord, we come here to worship you and to open our hearts to you. And Father, whatever song we sing, we sing it from the depths of our heart with true love and appreciation. Father, knowing as these songs we sing, Father, we have experienced this reality of knowing you are real. And Father, that's such a blessing too. For Father, we ask that you would just receive our worship tonight. And Lord, we love you and appreciate you. Just ask that you'd help us. If we don't worship you like you want us to, Father, just deal with our hearts. And Lord, just open our minds. And Father, just help us to please you. That's what we want to do. That's what we was put on this earth for. We ask that you'd help us to do so now. So we ask that you would bless us in service. And may you just get the preeminence in every portion of it, Father. Again, it'd be all to your glory. We ask it through thy Son's name, the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord, with all our hearts now. Amen. Brother Suttles, come on up.
Amen. You may be seated. Praise his name. Turn with me in our Only Believe books. Page 77. I think it's our capstone book. Sorry about that. Yeah. I'm willing, Lord, to go.
Yes.
God gave his Son for me upon Mount Calvary. I'm ready. be the same book again. Sorry, 29 in the capstone books. Yeah, take my hand, precious Lord.
Yes.
When my way groweth drear, precious Lord, linger near. When my life is almost gone, precious Lord, lead me home. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am old. Through the storm, precious Lord, lead me home. When the shadows appear and the night draweth near and the day is past and gone, at the precious Lord, lead me home. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am old. Through the storm, precious Lord, lead me home. Nearing life's journey's end, be my guide, be my friend. Give me strength, Lord, to overcome. I'll not go, for by grace I'm thine own. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I am tired, I am precious Lord, lead me home.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Amen. May He lead and guide us every step of the way, saints. Praise His name. Brother Hamilton, you come on, praise you. Never been a day like this day to me. Sing it with me. There's never been a day like this day to me. There's
I may have a request on your heart, so amen. Just hold it on your heart as we bow our heads. Precious, precious Jesus. Lord, we're so thankful. Lord, that we serve a living God. Lord, when we stop and think, Lord, all that you've done for us. Lord, and I look at my puny life, Lord, how little I deserve. Your grace, oh God. Lord, it just washes me, cleanses me. Lord, you're so wonderful. And I thank you for it, Lord. Where would I be without you? Lord, the needs of the people, Lord, they've signified by raising their hands. Bless them, Lord. Pray that you would touch each and every one. Lord, you know the need. Know what's behind it. So, Father, we're just asking by your grace that you just reach down, comfort, heal, supply the needs, whatever it would be, Lord. We just ask this, Father, that your glory may be filled, Lord. Oh, Lord, who else could meet our needs? Who else would know? Lord, we love you. So thankful we serve you. Bless us now, Lord. Bless the service. Yes. Lord, the brother as he brings your word. Lord, yes. May it be easy on him, Father. May he fill our pull.
Yes.
Lord, our hunger. Lord, to receive our portion tonight. We ask this, Lord, in your precious name. Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Praise his name. You may be seated. You've got a song or something on your heart, maybe a song you'd like to sing. Amen. He's truly wonderful, saints.
Yes, he is.
Why don't we sing before we change the short service? Amen. I think it's on 101 of the Only Glee books. When I survey the wondrous cross.
Yes, amen.
Amen. Keep your eye on the cross, saints. When I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my richest gain I count but loss and poor content on all my pride. Forbid it, Lord, that I should know. Of me.
Only believe. Ask our brother to come. Seated for a moment. If Jenna and Kayla would come, we'd like to sing a little special. I think it'll go well with the service. Amen.
I will say. course, it's been on my heart, and I thought we'd just sing it and kind of help us remember it, and maybe next time we'll be able to sing it again sometime. Amen. Well, while you're still standing, if you would, we'll turn our Bibles over to Hebrews. Read that scripture we read, I guess it was last Thursday evening. I'd just like to top this off, go finish up a few things, and I think if you just have your heart open and let these things hold them fresh in your heart, and I think as our pastor continues, if it be the Lord's will, to direct him in the way he's going, that a rapture is a revelation that eventually, as the word continues to gel together, that it'll put a picture in our hearts. Amen. But here in Hebrews, the 11th chapter, and read that 8th verse just to kind of refresh. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go into a place where he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing whether he went. And by faith, he sojourned in the land of promises in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. And that, we'll jump over there to the 13th verse. And these all died in faith, not having received the promise, but having seen them far off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declared plainly that they looked for a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had an opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is a heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. May the Lord bless you. His word, you may be seated. Amen. By faith, Abraham, it was revealed to him. He'd seen it afar off, and he went looking for it. You didn't think about that. He moved, and as the whole chapter references, by faith, each one done what they were doing. But how also, just to refresh your memory, as Abraham was looking, and then the children of Israel wound up in Egypt, and God said he would bring them out and take them to the land that he had promised them.
Yes.
And then took them down there, and Moses went down with a stick in his hand and brought them out, leading them, whether they not, by following that pillar of fire and a cloud,
yes,
going towards that land. And then they get there, and sent the people over, and Joshua and Caleb and those men came back bearing the evidence that that land was there.
Amen.
It flowed with milk and honey, and it was laying there for their taking. Amen. Just think of the beautiful type as it happened, and we see it down through the scriptures. And as we went back into the scriptures as we were reading and trying to set a small foundation to just capture the, as I read that quote, and we'll just refresh our minds very quickly. Brother Branham was saying, and this was in the Church Age book, and he said, that's simple. The word of God is forever settled in heaven. Before there was one speck of stardust was made, that word, God's law, was there exactly as it is written in our Bible. So Jesus come on the scene, and we read all the places where he spoke, and we went to Revelations first and read where John said he was in the Spirit of the Lord on the Lord's day for the testimony of Jesus Christ. And all my bearing witness of the things he saw. Bear that in mind for just a moment. And then we were reading, we went back and was refreshing our minds to what Jesus spoke about. He was the way, the truth, and the life. And though he were dead, yet shall he live. All of the promises that was laid out for us in those scriptures. And I want you to think about that. Now, we standing here at the end of time can look down through and see by God's grace, John standing there declaring forth,
yes,
what God said, starting with the seven church ages and the messages to them. And then in this day, God sent a prophet, mm-hmm, to truly open it up and declare,
yes,
that has happened and here it lays, and to reveal forth those mysteries,
mm-hmm,
that was laying there to show that little bride,
yes,
to where she could stand for a purpose. Just think. As we finished up, if you want to read with me one more time, in John, the 14th chapter. We'll go back there and pick up here.
Amen.
Amen. John 14. And as I said, we want to just think about it for a moment of all of the ones that's been serving the Lord, whether they went here or wherever they've been in their life. Look back down through the ages Everyone that ever came to Christ after the baptism of the Holy Ghost and they realized that God's word was true and what was waiting for them.
Amen.
He said, if I go away, I will come again.
Yes.
And oh, I'll take you to be with me. Hallelujah. How those words ring, and we've read them and we've heard them rehearsed, but each one as they came to that revelation, they set out on a journey. God called them, sent them forth for a purpose. And in Jesus, as he says here, think about it, let your heart be not troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. But I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way you know. And Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest. How can we know the way? And Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And if you'd have known me, you should have known the Father also. And from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. Amen.
Amen.
What a glorious place we stand in today by God's grace.
Yes.
To have our eyes opened and enlightened to God's precious word.
Amen.
And to realize the promises that Jesus was making here, that he was preparing a place for us.
Yeah.
In each one. And you know, you think about those that have passed on. They started their journey, but it wasn't time. And they fell asleep here in this life.
Yeah.
But God graciously didn't leave us without a witness.
Yeah.
Think about it. He sent the prophet beyond the curtain of time to let him bring back the report that it's laying right there.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, when you think about it, the prophet put it like this in the message. I didn't have this printed, but you'll remember it. It's in Beyond the Curtain of Time. He said, suddenly I was back on the bed and I said, oh God, help me. Never let me compromise with the word, but let me stay straight on the word. I don't care what anyone else does, Lord. Let me press on to that beautiful, joyful place. I'm more convinced than ever in my life that it will take perfect love to enter that place. There was no jealousy, no tiredness, no sickness, no old age, no death.
Lord.
Only beauty and supreme beauty and joy.
Yes.
Whatever you do, lay aside everything else until you get perfect love.
Mm-hmm.
Get to where you can love everybody, even every enemy. Think about it, the message our pastor just was touching on, you'll be hated. Can you love your enemy? Can you truly stand that test? It's going to come. It came for Jesus Christ. We're not exempt. It'll come.
Amen.
Think about it. Amen. Just let it flow together.
Yes.
He says, no matter if the plane is rocking, the lightning is flashing, or the guns of the enemy are upon you, these things do not matter. Get perfect love. And if you're not saved, accept Jesus Christ as your Savior now. And if you've not been baptized in water, be baptized now.
Yes.
And if you've not received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, receive it now and press on to that perfect love, which will take you to that beautiful, joyful place beyond the curtain of time.
Amen.
And how this, it ought to be burning into our hearts. And so, you know, Abraham, because he loved what he saw and what had been revealed to him, that city was there, he pressed on through all kinds. The scripture doesn't even record half of the trials and tribulations I'm sure he faced in his journey across through there for his life and down into where he wound up there in Egypt. So when we think about that, how it ought to be is we see this and the reports have been brought back to us. How it ought to be causing that love affair should be really building in our hearts. It's not a story. It's not a fairy tale. This isn't a place that's just the city, the streets of gold. That it's going to be there. And before that's that millennium. And oh my, just think of all of these promises that God has laid out before us, how it ought to stir our hearts.
Yes.
And those that set out on that journey and served God for all that was in them for all their life, they bodies wore out and they just took a rest. But the Spirit, you know, think about it in reverse. When Brother Branham talked about receiving the baptism of the Holy Ghost, he said it wasn't your body that died. It wasn't your spirit that died. But it was your soul that died,
yes,
your nature,
amen.
And that new one came alive.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when somebody dies now, just think about it. It wasn't their nature that died, but oh, it was their body. It just fell away and goes back to dust where it come from. It was just borrowed for a while. But oh, that new one is waiting on them. Oh my, how that ought to set our hearts afire to realize, and what a joy and a peace it ought to put in our hearts that we too would be as Paul. What is it if I live or die? But oh my, look at the what's to gain. As Brother Branham said, death is but an open door at that point in time. But our goal is not the way of the grave, but our eyes are set on a focus to be in that rapture and to be caught away in the twinkling of a moment of an eye.
Amen.
Nevertheless, it doesn't matter which way we fall first. We're still going to rise as long as we make sure that little gene is buried down on the inside. And that Holy Ghost is keeping us alive. Amen.
Amen.
Burning through us.
Yes.
And you know, so Jesus leaving at that and thinking about the prophet going beyond the curtain of time and being able to bring back these reports. They've just been over and abundant, the reports of God's word. And we've been able to look and see it made manifest. And we've seen, as we look down through time and we realize and see just how the world is shaping up. And see all of the chaos and the trauma and everything that's taking place and the pressure that's being put on and people going crazy and just seeing it take place. The end time is coming.
Yes.
The time, lift up your head, your redemption draweth nigh.
Yes,
how it ought to cause such a spark in our hearts and in our lives to see these things taking place.
Yeah.
And not be desponding and, oh, we need this and we need to get that, but looking for that city, a love. We're longing, what I'm searching for, what I'm serving God for. The end is near and it's coming in. And that should really be what's setting our hearts afire.
Yes, glory.
And how it ought to get us to that place of we're truly beginning to love the appearing of the Lord. We're looking forward to it. You know, we sing that little song, I've got more to go to heaven for than I did yesterday. And you think about it as we get closer and closer. And the ones that our loved ones may have passed on and different brothers and sisters have took that flight and went beyond the curtain of time waiting.
Yes.
How much more it ought to be to think of that day we're going to get back together. What a rejoicing to think of all that God has got for us. And to see all of these that's gone before. Just think of the ones that we're going to get a fellowship with that we've never had the opportunity to meet in the person. But I believe their report of what they've said. Amen. How that ought to burn in our hearts. The prophet in the message. The conflict between God and Satan. This was preached May 31st, 1962. Just to catch a glimpse of what the prophet was saying, he says, paragraph 21, remember, none of them had ever been there. They didn't know whether the lamb was there or actually not. He's talking about the children of Israel. They just by faith went by what was told them, that God had a place for them. And they were going to that place just by faith. Now think of that. Left Egypt, and God brought them out. And they were nearing that land, and when they got near the land, Joshua goes over into the land and brings back the evidence, crosses the Jordan and goes over into Palestine and brings back the evidence. A bunch of the grapes, taking two men to pack, and they could eat those grapes. And he said, the land is just exactly what God said it was. Amen. Think about it. And he says, oh, what a freedom that was, where they could go now and they could have their own farms and raise their children and God's blessings upon them and live in peace, and there was nobody's slave. But finally, after they had lived a good long life, they finally had to die. And yet, being God's children, it went on for year after year, raising their crops, having their families and a good peaceful life, and then die. But then one day down come the greatest warrior of all, the Lord Jesus, the Son of God. And he said, there is a land where a man don't die. In my Father's house is many mansions. And if it wasn't so, I would have told you. I go and prepare a place and return to receive you. And now he's the prophet that comes speaking of a land just beyond the river of Jordan, death. Where that even though you got your farms, you've got your families, you're blessed of God, but yet you have to die. But yet there's a land beyond that where you don't die. Oh my. Then he came to Kadesh Barnea, Calvary. The judgment seat, and again, where the penalty of sin that caused men to die, it was met at judgment. And at his Kadesh Barnea, he paid the penalty of sin and died and crossed Jordan in the Jordan of death and rose up on the third day, coming back and said, fill me. A spirit don't have flesh and bones like me. Got something to eat, and he ate fish and bread, and he was with them for 40 days, proving, like Joshua, that the land was there. And he's the evidence of the land there.
And he said, all that will believe this, go ye into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, and he that believeth not shall be damned. Mm-hmm. And then on the day of Pentecost, he sent back the earnest of this place, the assurance, the evidence that this land is real. Just like Joshua brought back the evidence, Jesus brought back the evidence of the Holy Ghost. And we reckon ourselves dead, and we're buried with him in baptism unto his death. And we raise with him in the resurrection. And now we are already, not going to, we're already raised. Oh my, we are now, not will be, we are now tonight sitting in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Yes. Not we will be some other time, we are now. The church don't realize who they are. See, we are now right in this minute in Christ Jesus, assembled together in him and already raised from the dead.
Amen.
Our souls, amen, was immortal.
Amen.
Think about what he's done for us.
Yes.
And you know, over in, let's go to John the 20th chapter, I believe it is. John 20, amen. John and 20. Yeah, John 20. Yeah, well, about the 25th verse, just to pick up here. And the other disciples therefore said unto him, we have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, he's speaking to Thomas, he said, except I shall see in his hands the prints of the nails, and put my finger in the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. Oh my, think about this. This report came to him, to Thomas. And he said, after 8 days again, his disciples were with him, and Thomas was with him. And then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst, and said, peace be unto you. And then he said to Thomas, reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing.
Amen.
And Thomas answered and said unto him, my Lord, my God. And Jesus saith unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. But blessed are they that have not seen, and yet believed.
Amen.
Amen. We have believed the report.
Amen.
I didn't need. I have been proven by God's grace that he vindicated the message that's been sent to us to declare forth what's coming. And oh my, what a jubilation it ought to put into our hearts. And how, as you think about John, as he was able to say, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. And how that our prophet came in this day and God speaking through him. And said, you will forerun my second coming.
Mm-hmm.
And the message go ringing out. I'm coming again. Make way. Prepare. Get turn their hearts back. Get in line. And how many of the word has come to show us exactly where to stand. And,
yeah.
And how to stand. And to make preparations for a soon going away.
Yeah.
How it ought to cause a greater stir in our hearts. And a greater jubilation. This is in the message, Things That Are to Be. This was preached December 5th, 1965. And he says, this is just in the middle of paragraph 64, it's where he picked up. And he said, now, God, when this millennium is over, God is going to give this world a baptism of fire. It's going to blow the thing, whole thing up. The heavens and earth will be on fire. Peter said so. And the thing will have a baptism of fire, renovation of the whole thing. And then there will be a new heavens and a new earth. That when where dwelleth righteousness. And that's where we are. We have become from mortal beings, from time beings to eternal beings, when the Word of God lit our souls and we became sons and daughters of God.
Hallelujah.
With the attributes, the gene of God in us, to be sons and daughters of the Father. God in heaven crying, Abba Father, my God, in my Father's house. Now this old world must fall because it come through sex and it come through disobedience in the beginning. And we was born here through sex. Through the fall, and it must go right back the same way to the fall. But the one he is now preparing for you cannot fall because he is making it so. What if we just had to stay in this kind of body? Aren't you glad there's such a thing as death? Just think about those that their body, their time expired before his coming was ready. Before it was time for him to come again, how thankful they were for that open door.
that was laid before them. How the precious grave, where is your sting? Amen. Where is your victory? Hallelujah.
Think about it. And he said, aren't you such a glad there's such a thing as death? Now, isn't that strange? But to say, for instance, a few years ago, I was a little boy. And now I'm a middle-aged man. And I've got a friend sitting here, Mr. Dow. He's 93 years old a few days ago. Look at him now. 40 or 45 more years, that would be me. Now put another 40 years on him, what would you go? He says, I'm glad that there's something to get us out of this pest house. There's an open door. And it's called death. And Jesus stands in that door. Amen. He'll guide me over the river. He'll take me through that door. That's the great door standing yonder called death. And every time your heart beats, you're one beat closer to it.
Yes.
And someday I must come to that door. You must come there. But when I come there, I don't want to be a coward. I don't want to scream and back off. I want to come to that door, wrap myself in the robes of his righteousness, not mine, his. And by this I know that I know him in the power of his resurrection.
Yes.
That when he calls, I'll come from among the dead to be with him. Out of this pest house, wherever this body might fall, wherever it might land, whatever it is, I'll come out someday because he promised it to me. And we believe it. Yes, sir, he's making one that cannot fall. And oh my, I'm pressing towards that time.
Amen.
Praying that the Lord will come soon and catch that bride away.
Amen.
And that we would be opportunity as Enoch. Before his testimony, before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. And he did not see death. Amen. That would be... Oh, that's the heart's desire of every Christian that's ever set out to walk with the Lord.
Amen.
But God made a way. He didn't leave us without a plan. He had everything perfectly timed out, set exactly in order.
Yes.
And just to not leave us in the dark, he let the prophet go beyond that curtain of time to bring back the report. It's there. They're waiting.
Yes.
Just waiting for you. Come on, saints.
Yes.
Press the battle. It's almost
Amen.
Over. Amen. Think about what we've been given. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
If you would, turn with me to Revelations 21. Amen. And you know, the prophet John in Revelation, you know, he said all heaven heard him scream. All things heard him scream when he saw that lamb take that book.
Amen.
And then to be able to sit there as a witness and see these things that God was revealing to him and showing him. That he could write him into this book. And oh my, can you imagine as he wrote this chapter, as he began to pen this, can you just imagine what was in his heart? I can almost feel it was just an overwhelming jubilation. Just listen. And I saw a new heaven, Revelation 21:1. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth was passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, a new Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new.
Yes.
And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful.
Amen.
And he said unto me, it is done. Mm-hmm. I am Alpha and Omega, mm-hmm. the beginning and the end. And I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my, could you just think of all that John had seen.
Yeah.
And oh my, to be able... Can you imagine? Oh, my, when we stand here today and see that we, by God's grace, are recipients of the very things that have been written in this book. We have been blessed to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost just exactly the way they did on the day of Pentecost. And to see it take over these mortal flesh and to perform what man and flesh can't do, but what God by his Spirit can do through you. Oh, my. He says, of the water of life freely, he that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and the unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And there came unto me one of the seven angels, which had 7 vials full of the 7 last plagues, and talked with me, saying, Come hither, I will show ye the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, and having the glory of God in her light, was like a stone most precious, even like jasper stone, clear as crystal. And a wall great and high had 12 gates, and the gates 12 angels, and the names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. And on the east 3 gates, and on the north 3 gates, and on the south 3 gates, and on the west 3 gates. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And he that talked with me had a golden reed to measure the city, and the gates thereof, and the wall thereof. And the city lieth 4 square, and the length is as large as the breadth, and he measures the city with a reed, 12,000 furlongs. The length and the breadth and the height of it were all equal. And he measured the wall thereof 144 cubits, according to the measure of a man, and that is of the angel. And the building of the wall, it was of jasper. The city was pure gold, like unto clear glass. And the foundations of the wall of the city were garnished with all manner of precious stones. And the first foundation was jasper, and the second sapphire, and the third, and the chalcedony, and the fourth, an emerald. And the fifth, and I can't pronounce some of those words, and the sixth it is, the seventh, and he goes on to the ninth, topaz, and the tenth was crispus, and the 11th was, and the 12th, and he names all the stones. And the 12 gates were 12 pearls, and the several gates was 1 pearl, and the street of the city was pure gold, as if it were transparent glass. And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. Amen. And the gates shall not be shut all by day, for there shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it, and there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. Amen. Oh, my, aren't you glad that before there was a moon or a star or a speck of stardust, your name was written down in that Lamb's book of life. Hallelujah. Oh, how it ought to stir our hearts, saints, to see what we've been promised and what's laying there. And how it ought to cause us to want to press greater and to keep moving on. You sisters can come to the instruments if you would. And how to keep pushing forward for that promise that's laying before us. And oh my, not only that, but I think as Brother Branham, even as he was beyond the curtain of time, and it was also wonderful. And so lovely, but yet in his heart, I want to see Jesus. Amen. I want you to think about that. That's what's burning. I'm looking forward to that city. I'm looking forward to the millennium. I'm looking forward to the things he's prepared. But I want to see the one.
Amen. Glory. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, it's coming today. Amen.
Yes, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. If you would, Thessalonians 5 and 8. Amen. 1 Thessalonians.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. 1 Thessalonians. Amen. Paul speaking here. Let me see. Paul, we'll just start at the first verse. But of the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you, for you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness that that day should overtake you as a thief.
Hallelujah.
But ye are children of the light and children of the day.
Yes.
And we are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober.
Yes.
For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love for a helmet, the hope of salvation. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also ye do. Amen. But oh, don't forget that rapture is going to take more faith than any other age. So, oh my, don't be weary in well-doing. And don't be satisfied with I've come far enough. But keep pressing and crying out, Lord, let me see the plan of God revealed to me. Amen. Oh, how precious he is, saints. I pray it stirs your heart. I pray you can take something from it. And you know, I had wrote down to sing that little song, Singing in the Promised Land, when I got done this evening. And my wife handed me a little note and said, wanted to know if Colton wanted to know if we would sing, Singing in the Promised Land. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Let's all stand. And page one in your capstone book. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to start it. Hey, we got a book here. Amen. Walking in the land of story, holding to my Savior's hand. Living in the realms of glory over in the promised land. I want to sit right down at my Savior's feet and hold to his nail-scarred hand. Sing and shout for a million years, singing in the promised land. And it's oh, hallelujah, singing in the promised land. And it's oh. I want to drink your water from the river of life where the flowers never die. Voices raised to praise King Jesus, never hear nobody cry. And it's all hallelujah, singing in the promised land. It's all hallelujah, holding to my Savior's hand. Climbing
seems there's still so much fussing in this message over Christmas, all the things that somebody wants to hold on to, the things of Egypt. And you really got to see it like that. But you can't see it that way unless God reveals it to you. You can't see the hidden messages from the Holy Spirit until God dips it into your heart. And you know, churches, well, pastors will get up and say, I don't believe in Christmas, and I'm just using Christmas for an example for a small moment, because it's really became a thing this year for a lot of people. And they want us, well, it's okay to do a little bit. It's okay to have, it's okay, trying to justify. But it has nothing to do with that cross right there. It ain't got nothing to do with my salvation. It ain't got nothing to do with religion, of God's religion. Amen. Pure and undefiled. But they want to hold on to Egypt, but they claim they're looking for a city.
Yes.
Abraham didn't hold on to nothing. He said, I'm going.
Amen.
You can have everything that's here. Let me have that.
Hallelujah.
You think about Joshua when he came back from that land It's over there. I don't care about what's on this side of the river. I'm over there. His desires, his attitude, his focus, it was all changed.
Yes.
And that's what's wrong. People's got their focus. They see it. We heard it. But oh, look what we've got back here.
Yes.
But oh my, that little genuine bride, there's something down on the inside. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm looking for that day. Amen.
Hallelujah.
The things of this world, they can slowly fade away.
Oh, yes.
And it's just, I just used Christmas because it just seemed like it's such a turmoil in churches. And pastors will even get up and say, I know my congregation, I don't believe in it. My congregation does, and they don't agree with me, but they're wrong, you know? That's fine. He's telling them, this is the truth. This is where it's at. And if you don't want to go, that's fine. You stay here and hold on, drive your tent stake a little deeper, and bury yourself in this world.
Amen.
But I've come from a country afar. I am a pilgrim and a stranger, and I'm looking for that city. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Amen. May we press the battle. Forget
Amen.
What's here. Forget what's laying around us. I'm not an American citizen. That's why Abraham can say, I am a pilgrim.
Hallelujah.
I'm not of this country. Amen. I'm
Amen.
Seeking one that was showed me. Hallelujah.
Glory,
glory to his name. Do you love him?
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Let's just sing just the chorus of In That City Where the Lamb is the Light as our
yes.
pastor comes.
Amen.
Amen. In that city where the Lamb is the light,
in that city where there cometh no night,
the mansion over there, and it's free from toil. I am going where the Lamb is alive. Oh, in that city where the Lamb is alive. In that city where there cometh no night, I've a mansion over there, and it's free from toil and care. I am going where the Lamb is alive. One more. Oh, in that city where the Lamb is alive. Oh, in that city where there cometh no night, I've a mansion. Wonderful name. That's beautiful. Glory. I sit and listen to that a long time. And you go talking about that city that he has prepared for us. You know, and thinking about all the little fusses and the things going on and everything, but still, you know, as people got their disagreements of what they believe and this, that, and the other, but it always goes back to this. The Holy Ghost will tell you what's the truth. It'll let you know exactly what pleases God. Amen. And that's where they with the Holy Ghost shine like the sun. Hallelujah. Why? Because they've got the Holy Ghost and know what God desires. And you watch them stay right in that word every time. Oh my, thank the Lord, as Brother Smith used to say, that good old Holy Ghost. Amen. Nothing like it. Hallelujah. Oh my, I've enjoyed the service tonight. You know, and it wouldn't have been any different if there had been 150 people here. Same presence of God was here tonight. Hallelujah. And I love it. Glory. Amen. Just so good. Let us bow our heads. Heavenly Father, truly it has been so wonderful to be here. You are just so mindful and so thoughtful, Lord, to your people. And Father, I'm just so thankful that you didn't have it set, Lord, to where there had to be a big group of people before you'd come and visit. Father, you plainly let us know just where two or three are gathered in your name. And Father, you've kept your word again tonight, and we so appreciate that. We just love you so very much. And Lord, it's just so wonderful. Just help us to always invite you in, but Lord, just to have your way and to speak to us through the word, and Lord, to bless us through worship. And Lord, we just want you to have your way in all things. We just ask again now as we get time or come to the time of parting this place. As has been said oftentimes, may we never part from your presence, Lord. May we walk in the Spirit, talk in the Spirit, think in the Spirit. Lord, meditate. Just stay in your presence, Lord. And Father, just let that Holy Spirit and that Word just bathe us. this, Lord, and just ripen us and get us ready for this great rapture that's about to take place. And we ask, Father, help us all to just be praying about this, Lord, that rapturing faith, and have our hearts open. Oh, God, and how this little message tonight you've laid on our brother's heart just goes with everything, and everything's in continuity. As, Lord, you said your church would be in one mind and one accord, and here we are, Lord, by your blessings and your grace, we're in one accord tonight. So we ask that you just be with us now, protect us upon the highways, bring us back the next appointed time if you should tarry, in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. Hope you've enjoyed it as much as I have. I've enjoyed it a lot. Amen. May God richly bless you. Until we meet again. Christmas.